we're extensions of the Most High. Okay, we're extensions of the Creator in the form of the universe, in the form of the cosmology of the planet Earth. And, you know, we're not here to, you know, be in a life of trauma and pain. You know, we're part of the Creator's plan to continue to create a world for ourselves that is unto us, right? But we have to be willing to put in the work. We have to be willing to put in the Most High's work through our personal development, personal actions. And so that's what she was really channeling, is that the Creator has a master plan for us to be great, for us to be better, for us to heal ourselves from any situation. Everything that we need is in us. We just have to clear the pathway, and through forgiveness and through compassion of our journey, we can unlock ourselves. And that in itself is the extension of the Creator's master plan.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family. Welcome back to the Sober is Dope podcast. I'm your host, Pop Buchanan, today, and I am extremely, extremely blessed and excited to be able to bring you guys our special guest today. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family. Welcome back to the Sober is Dope podcast. I'm your host, Pop Buchanan, today, and I am extremely, extremely blessed and excited to be able to bring you guys our special guest today. This man is one of the people that I look up to. I grew up in the same environment with him in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. He is, and his whole family is, instrumental to our community, into the health of so many, and they invested so much. And my guest today is Supernova Slam, the son of the famous author and holistic healer, Queen Afua. And I just really wanted to reach out to him today to talk about his amazing book, which he co-authored with his mother, Man Heal Thyself. This book is not just a book to me. It's more like a textbook and compendium and a blueprint for men and how they could transform their mind, body, and spirit for generations to come. This is the absolute blueprint that we need to overcome everything from illness, whether it's dietary, whether it's emotional, spiritual, psychological, whether it's your movement, whether it's your health, whether it's your mind, your body, the whole connection. This book promises transformation. And I really wanted to bring Supernova on so he could talk to you guys about his book and explain it. It's extremely an invaluable resource in the community, especially for men. And it definitely talks about the wounded man, the broken man, and in my case, the addicted man. And I really think that for people in the recovery community, this book is an amazing masterpiece to help you on your journey to find absolute peace in the mind-body-spirit connection. Supernova Slam is a byproduct of many things, from being born and raised vegan to overcoming street life to being an emerging voice in a hip-hop renaissance to a spiritual guide for his generation to being the son of world-renowned holistic healer Queen Afua. Through his journey, and no matter where that led him, Supernova has come home to his appointed life's purpose and work, where all of his gifts merge into spiritual and nutritional healing and empowerment. Supernova holds various certifications as well as a degree in exercise physiology from the Swedish Institute. He is a spiritual practitioner, holistic wellness educator, speaker, vegan bodybuilder, community advocate, recording artist, and U.S. Army combat veteran, dedicated to using his well-versed and expansive skills for the well-being of others. With the name that means shining with the brilliance of 100 million stars, given by his mother, Supernova is galvanizing a new possibility for the now generation with the support of his multidisciplinary work, which includes his book, The Holistic Remedy, the five-week power plan to detox the body, combat fat, and rebuild your mind and body, his co-super mega foods company, a plant-based supplement line, including super mega greens, super mega protein, and super mega immunity rescue tincture, and his docufilm, The Remedy, holistic wellness for the hip hop generation. Supernova is the pioneer of the chlorophyllian green lifestyle, creator of the hip hop meditation ciphers, founder of the Unify the Hood Heal the Hood organization. He has worked with an array of souls ranging from A-list entertainers, military soldiers and leadership, street gangsters and inner city youth, to well-accredited medical doctors and local street organization leaders. He received recognition from the Association for the Study of African Civilization, has spoken internationally, and appeared on Jay Leno, The Today Show, ABC News, BET, and CBS. His work can be found at supermegafoods.com, theremedybook.com, supernovaslam.com. And I'm really, really pumped. So, ladies and gentlemen, just hang tight as I bring in our special guest, Supernova Slam. Thank you. Hello.
Wellness salute.
All right. Wellness salute. Wellness salute, yes, to the God. What's up, man?
Peace, almighty brother.
Peace, brother. So I'm really excited to have you today, brother. You look good. How do I look? How do I sound? And how do I look?
You look great. You're a shining kid.
Likewise. Look, yes, brother, this book is one of the most invaluable resources of our time. I don't even call it a book. I call it a compendium, the ultimate resource. So I really want to get right into it, brother, because this is about healing a whole generation, a whole nation.
I'm proud
because of the thoroughness, the care, the compassion. This is God's work. And I read a lot. And sometimes, you know, people play around, you know, they don't.
Yeah.
This is about legacy. This is about my future children. This is about healing from a spiritual level to a cellular level, deep within our DNA, and from a level of trauma. So thank you. And this is serious work. So I want to get into it. First thing first, brother, what inspired you and your mom to put together such a complete work of art for healing? And this is really important. Like, where's the inspiration from?
Well, the first part of that inspiration, dear brother, is my mother, Queen Afua. She raised me and my brother, Ali Amici, as wellness warriors. And her observing how she raised us and how we were able to take the healing tenets and apply it to ourselves and navigate through the chaos of life. She first wanted to use how she raised us as an example and inspiration to other men, you know, who may need an example and encouragement, you know. So she put out the first volume of the text about 10 years ago, inspired by how she raised us and just her vision of healing men. The book you have there is a revised, expanded edition that was inspired by me training brothers in the 12-week online rites of passage called Man Heal Thyself, the Wellness Warrior's Journey to Self-Mastery. And out of that teaching and taking brothers through a 12-week online self-assessment, self-pouring in and tuning up, I told my mother it was time that I, you know, be part of expanding the edition for brothers, giving them a step-by-step process, helping them to unpack emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical transformation, and just an overall holistic approach to having a well-being. And so that in your hands is me and my mother's collaborative works called Man Heal Thyself, the Wellness Warrior's Journey to Self-Mastery. Because I really believe and know that if we encourage our brothers to begin to address his own chaos and overcome his own shortcomings to wholeness, he can be a better support to his family, his children, his complement to his wife or his loved one, and his work in the world. It's really about getting our brothers tuned up with their work in the world. And one of the major tenets of the program and in the book is that men have to feel valuable again. You know, most men don't feel powerless, and that lack of power, they tend to have a toxic masculinity approach to themselves in how they show up in the world, and also how they show up to the divine feminine. So really taking back the responsibility, men have the responsibility. So takes this owning all of our responsibility, owning our shadow self, our light self, our failures and owning that we are valuable enough to take the time to pour into ourselves, we can show up better. So that's the whole spirit of the Wellness Warrior's journey to self-mastery. You know, looking at wellness from a warrior's perspective. We're out here navigating life, trying to find our way. And, you know, it's life is no joke, you know, so we have to, you know, be disciplined like a warrior, and how we approach our diet from a warrior's perspective, you know, being disciplined on our meals, being disciplined on taking our herbs to cleanse ourselves so we can be much more fortified to navigate past life's toxicities and maybe some of the ailments that we have maybe accumulated from neglect in life, you know, helping brothers see the pathway to his own healing. And that's the spirit of Man Heal Thyself.
I love that. And your dedications was really powerful. And I just want to read a few because it was this is so important. Dedicated to men who are on a quest to heal thyself.
Yes.
Men in pain and need for healing. Right. And that's so important, the pain points. And I think that's something that we don't talk about so much, especially in the Black community. We're taught to be, to have this bravado and that, you know, hold it in and, you know, not to express your emotions and not even know how to communicate your emotions. And we know based on current science that the body keeps the score. So when you don't process emotions or unprocess emotions in general, they lead to disease in the body. They get stuck. They need to go somewhere. So I love that. Men who are abused and so become abusers. Right. We see this paradigm a lot with the alcoholic dad that beats on the mother. Then, you know, the son grows up and say, because of my trauma, I drink and beat on my wife. And it's that toxic abuse that's generational. So I'm glad you touched on that. And men who are starving for peace of mind and wholeness, men who are with broken hearts, smashed limbs, shattered dreams and soul. That's powerful. The next generation, which we definitely, you know, it seemed like yesterday you and I were the next generation that the OGs like Baba Heru and everyone was talking about. And now we're sitting here and looking at these new kids. And I find myself like the OGs, like, man, why you pull his pants up? Look at this and look at that. And I realize it's all a byproduct of what we did. And, you know, it's just generational mimicry. And those who are lost in the mazes of life mazes. So I think that's a beautiful dedication. You went on to say a lot more. Just so you know, the background of sober is dope, right? For me, I started this podcast because I'm 8 years sober, right? I had issues with the death of my father. I had issues with pain. I had issues with breakups. I had issues with loss. And I did suffer from that generational curse of addiction, meaning that if I had a drink, I would become addicted. I was one of the few people. My boys could drink. They'll go about their business. I innocently would drink and get stuck. And I had to sit down and reevaluate my life spiritually, emotionally, and say, look, this stuff is toxic. And it goes back to the basics. We knew this ever since we went to school in Bishop Lachlan. We knew all of this. But to, when you get older and to actually put it in practice is something else. So for me, I understand mental health, the pain points, that trauma that leads our brothers and sisters to go to the bottle, to hit the hard drugs and stuff. And it throws us way off of spiritual alignment. So when you talk about man healing thyself, I think we have to incorporate the mental health and the addiction, the diet.
The whole it's every aspect of yourself. It's not leaving any, you know, yourself is a whole being.
Right.
So we're not just talking about, you know, fixing the dietary misalignment. You know, we're talking about spiritual misalignment, the emotional misalignment.
Right.
It all works in tandem, the mental. So we want to have our men more fortified mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, because you're a whole man. And so a lot of our brothers have been broken into pieces because of life's chaos, you know, what we probably did not get in our formation initially. And then we go out in life deploy, and then we even broke out even more. So the whole premise of Man Heal Thyself is gathering your pieces back together to wholeness, to become a whole man.
Right. Yeah. I love that. In the beginning, we talk about closing the cycle of the patriarchal rule and toxic male dominance, right? The disconnect from the discontent with parents being the primary cause of disease. Can you talk about that from the fundamental level as men and our connection with our parents and being in this male dominated toxic environment?
Well, most of our fathers, you know, we have to first start with, the principle of the father. It means to move farther. And we have to begin to relook at what that may look like, right? So most young men, unfortunately, We can, whether our Father was there or not necessarily there, fully engaged with us or not there at all, we tend to have that onus of blame, right. You know, and we, my Father wasn't there, that becomes part of our hook, or, you know, I was fatherless, right? The Father, everything is in your DNA, right? So it's like almost like a marathon. If we look at each of our grandfathers and our fathers, they pass the baton. So we want each generation to be better and greater. So I encourage brothers to not continue to pass, to carry on the pain of what the Father did not do, but you have an opportunity through your DNA to take that baton, like Nipsey Hussle said, the marathon continues, right. It continues through you pouring into you. And so as you pour into you and you value yourself, you get to shift the generational curse. You know what I'm saying? Right. You actually become father and your grandfather's revenge and success, you know? Right. And so the more you pour into you, the more you take time to unpack forgiveness. I think one of the first matrix of what we take our brothers through in the online training is we have them write a letter of forgiveness. Okay. Forgive themselves at any point of their lives, whether they were 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, 25, and they had trauma around any type of event in their life by maybe a father figure, a mother, maybe a sexual trauma. Begin to forgive yourself for not being strong enough at that moment to withstand that. And when we have our brothers go outside themselves and write this exercise and begin to see that, you get to free yourself up emotionally, you know, and you begin to forgive yourself first. Cool. Not necessarily, well, my didn't do, I can't forgive them. Forgive yourself for not being who you needed to be at the time.
Right.
And as you create the exercise of forgiveness, then you extend the forgiveness and compassion to what your father may not have had. And you have opportunity now to take that baton. The marathon continues through you. Now you have to run this life race, and you want to like run the life race through forgiveness, through compassion. And you'll notice that you begin to accelerate emotionally. You have emotional maturity. A lot of our men are emotional immature. So through the process of forgiveness and acknowledging, you know, the times of trauma and chaos in your life and creating in exercises daily, you know, to restore that, then you get to shift the generational curse, and you get to look at your father and your grandfathers, your uncles and all the men before you and just men in general. You become the living example of what a rebranded man can be, a healed man. You know, taking yourself through the process. And that's pretty much the onus of that. Is that we have in us the take, you know, pull ourselves with the courage to heal past the trauma. We don't have to carry that trauma. You know, what happened to you are not what happened to you. So if brothers have been sexually molested or brokenhearted, that broken heart or that molestation or that neglect is not who you are. It's a rites of passage you had to go through, right? And that you really, if you look at where you at now, you overcame. And if you can have compassion for your young self or yourself that didn't have the tools, then you can actually go through that, let it go, begin to let that go, you know, and letting that go and having that forgiveness in the current state allows you to have a resetting, you know what I'm saying, a revisualization of what you want to build for yourself going forward. That courage and that rebuilding, it creates a strong signal in you, and you start to attract better because you're feeling better about yourself. And that's really what that main energy and fuse is about. It starts with you. It all starts with you. But you notice when it starts with you, if you allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole of forgiveness and restoration and compassion, then you start to radiate this field of compassion and forgiveness. And then you can assess if you have the courage to expand that action. And that's what we want our brother to get to. Once you can own it for yourself, is to have the courage to extend that forgiveness and get light around yourself, around your life. And then naturally you start to look at your father or your mother or any situation that was traumatic to you from an objective place, that you're no longer in that space.
Queen Afua, and God bless and sending blessings and light to Queen Afua. She wrote about the Creator has a master plan. And I love that. Can you briefly talk about that theme? Because we have to put the Most High first. And I love for you to elaborate on her perspective in the book, Man Heal Thyself.
Well, the master plan she was channeling for that is the Creator has a, you know, we're extensions of the Most High. Okay, we're extensions of the Creator in the form of the universe, in the form of the cosmology of the planet Earth. And, you know, we're not here to, you know, be in a life of trauma and pain. You know, we're part of the Creator's plan to continue to create a world for ourselves that is onto us, right? But we have to be willing to put in the work. We have to be willing to put in the Most High's work through our personal development, personal actions. And so that's what she was really channeling, is that the Creator has a master plan for us to be great, for us to be better, for us to heal ourselves from any situation. Everything that we need is in us. We just have to clear the pathway, and through forgiveness and through compassion of our journey, we can unlock ourselves. And that in itself is the extension of the Creator's master plan.
I love it. There's a part where you talk about the wounded man, and this fascinated me. This fascinated me because there's many aspects here, right? You have the wounded man, right? The angry old man, which is one of the things that I spiritually never would experience that. You see that in life a lot. You know, an angry, bitter old man, life kind of missed them. They never was able to reconcile their mistakes and their, and it's just a hard life. The sexually addicted man, which this is a problem a lot in our society, being overly sexually driven society, and the overall broken man, right? But the goal is to find the positive alpha male, right? That positive alpha. Can you just talk to us a little bit about the wounded man, the broken man, and the whole concept behind that?
Well, these are all archetypes of men that have not forgiven themselves, and it shows up in different pockets. So the old man is a man that has never forgiven, has gotten hardened over time, and a lot of times he does not fully actualize in his life, and he leaves his body fully brokenhearted. You know, the sexual addictive man is a man that has probably had some type of sexual trauma early on, or miseducation where sexuality really is, and he uses sexuality as a place to dominate others instead of really mastering himself. And so all of these, whether it be the sexually addictive man, the broken man, the old man, these are just constructs rooted at a man that has not forgiven himself and has not point to own his responsibility that he can transform and transmute what that situation is. So I you know, because everybody may be at a different pocket of that development. The main base, if you start the process of forgiveness and unpacking, you can begin to restore and rebuild. And that's really what I wanted, just to kind of snapshot those to see we don't have to get stuck in these archetypes.
Right.
Yeah.
We can get past it. You talk about the 12 Aritu, the
12 energy centers. Yes.
The energy centers. And we also know those as chakras, right?
Right.
And I love the parallel between the 12 Aritus and the 12-week program that you have. And right. You go on to talk about the elements, fire, air, earth, and water elements, and right. How men can condition their body. So what I love here, in the air element, you talk about positive, mindful breathing. Right. And I want to sit here for a minute because this is a jewel for everyone. If you're listening, understanding breath work and your emotions and your spiritual connection and your overall health is so important, especially when stopping trauma. We know that when we get into a fear response or a fear state, that fight, flight or freeze, right, where your parasympathetic system activates that fear and you shut down. And so to reactivate that, you have to have mindful breathing exercises. You have to be aware of that. So I'm glad that you touched on that positive mindful breathing, especially for mental health purposes, especially for, because that's one of the prescriptions they give with depression, anxiety, mental health, practicing breathing. For fire, you talk about the reversing pore circulation through the inversion pose, movement and rebounding, which I love. And you could elaborate in a bit. And the water therapy, I love the 7 baths, right? So we have the Dead Sea bath, the Master Herbal, the Garlic bath, lemon, ginger, organic apple cider vinegar bath. And then with the earth, you close out with actually ingesting it through the green juice formula that you guys have with the super mega greens and stuff like that. This right. formula here, the elemental formula, is groundbreaking. I think it covers so much in getting the physical and spiritual and emotional aspects and the engines running again. Can you just talk to us about that? The 12 Aritus, the chakra systems, and the elements?
Well, again, the elements are the elements of life: earth, air, wind, fire, and water, right? The planet is mainly greens and water. That's it. Okay. And our bodies are 70% water. So the more we ingest the water, more we're in balance with ourselves, and then the atmosphere. Most humans, especially men, are walking around dehydrated. So you see me sipping on water as I speak to you. It's a wine glass, but it doesn't have any alcohol. It has water. So in the program, we tell our brothers it's very important to stay hydrated. That's one of the main tenets. Is to have the proper hydration, because when your body is hydrated, it's mastering its first major element. So if you every human body should have at least a gallon of water daily from AM to PM, even if it's 16 to 32 ounces every hour or every 2 hours. By having more water, you're naturally in harmony and homeostasis. OK, and the breathing, of course, you know, we have to breathe, you know, through our lives in order to function. But breathing properly and using your breath as a pathway to balance and manage your emotional state. You know, when you're triggered by a conversation that may have taken you out of ma'at or harmony, right? So you focus on your breathing and you begin to realign yourself. So the baths, we have various baths that you mentioned, you know, encouraging our brothers that it's okay to nourish yourself and nurture yourself. We know our women are the forerunners of going to spa treatments and nourishing themselves. And men, we just hit the ground running, hustle. We don't take no time for ourselves. So part of men healing himself, taking the time to nourish yourself. You know, if you can take a bath soak 30 to 40 minutes, you know what I'm saying? And allowing your body, the water element, to decompress you, to go inside, you know, to the water, the warm water, and then the herbs and the tinctures inside the water help to just de-stress your body, to de-stress, you know what I'm saying, your limbs. And so, you know, by practicing deep breathing, hydrating, soaking, right, all of these elements together put you at a more calm, harmonious state. And when you're in a calm, harmonious state, you can process your own thoughts better. You know, when it's time to be centered, a true alpha man is not necessarily out here trying to dominate someone externally. He's trying to dominate his lower self to his high God self. So, you know, a lot of what we've been seeing as an alpha man is a signal of a domineering man that's dominating his brothers, his sister, his way in the world. The rebranding of the alpha is man mastering himself. Okay. Dominating your lower nature to your higher nature, accessing your Godhead, allowing, you know, yourself to be calm enough and strong enough where you can hear, you know, the Most High moving through your actions, you know, and your actions can be a ritual. These are all rituals that you would do to begin to germinate yourself to a higher consciousness applied in the physical world, you know. So by taking time to, you know, have set your intentions, 3 to 5 minutes every day when you wake up before you rest and go to bed, just focusing on your breathing, your meditation, your life is transformable, you know, making sure you're hydrating and you're soaking, you know, by doing these simple, they seem to be simple rituals, but applying these rituals are life transformative. And we see our brothers who go through the rites of passage see this. Now, the 12 states of IRE2s, the energy centers, we take our brothers to a 12-week rites of passage training, and every 7 days, the brothers, by the onus of what we laid out in the book, go through these healing modalities. They go through their spiritual baths. They write the intentions. We call an affirmation confirmation. They affirm and confirm themselves. And that's just a positive motivational text that you write, you channel for yourself. So when you're out of my idol, out of harmony, you recite it just to put you back in the frequency. You speak the word of God back into you. You speak that power back into you, you know, a tuning fork, you know. So we lay out various rituals just to get brothers, you know, excited about making time for themselves. Most men are calibrated to prepare for their children, provide for their women, provide for their work in the world, but they leave themselves out the equation. So in this training, we say nothing works unless you work. So we encourage our brothers, take sacred time for you. Make time to begin to ritualize your day, ritualize your joy, go through your healing modalities, do these disciplines daily, and therefore you can show up better, you know, to be a better supporter for your women, for your children, and whatever work you're trying to manifest in the world.
I love it. I love it. That's powerful. Can you briefly talk to us about the importance of fasting? I think that's something that I don't hear a lot in the community, but I know the importance of it. I studied the research of Dr. Longo and how fasting helps activate autophagy, and it kind of cleans out all of the dead cells and everything, and it gives your body a powerful reset. Can you break down that for us a little bit?
Yeah, well, every 90 days, the body should go through a time where it is lighter. Right. So every season, you know, you could the major fast a lot of times are calibrated around the change of the season. So when you go from winter to spring or from spring to summer, or summer to fall, you should take, you know, within that 30 day period, taking a 5 day, 7 day or 21 day where you're actually eating lighter. You know, you're using more plant based foods. You're taking out the fried foods. You're using more liquids, more maybe herbal tea formulas that we mentioned in the book. And you're taking that time just to recalibrate the body, the mind, and the spirit. But we're not only talking about fasting from physical foods. We're talking about also fasting from some of the stuff we intake in the algorithm. Fasting from toxic relationships, right? So it works in tandem. You can drink all the water and herbal teas, but if you're still taking your negative messages from the algorithm and having negative interactions in your life, then you're going to be blocked. So when we talk about fasting, whether it be a 5 day, 7 day, 21 day, you want to look at it body, mind, spirit. So as you take your liquids in just to detox and to flush out the accumulative toxins, you should also set up a daily protocol to assess your communicative relationships and maybe probably pause on some of the communication that has not really been in harmony for you. Looking at your body as a complete cipher, and using the liquid fast as an extension from fasting from all things that are serving you for your highest and wisest. So that I would recommend that every season that you go through some type of, like I said, 5 days, some people 7 day, 21 day module, where you're looking at your whole entire life and you're just going within and you're resetting and you're flushing and you're, as you're flushing and you're resetting, you're getting the download, you know, the God within you is speaking to you clearly and you're taking a note. You're keeping notes and records of how do you feel when you're not doing this? You know what I'm saying? And when you're not doing it, you remember when you were doing it. And then now that is your guide to, if you fall off and get back into your shadow self, that is your lower self, you can receive fully, assess yourself in that period, and then use the fasting modalities and the detoxing to raise your frequency back up to what you need to be doing daily.
Amazing. Amazing. Thoughts from the examination room with Dr. Bernadette L. Sheridan. I love it. She talks about the epidemic numbers of hypertension, type 2 diabetes, heart disease and cancer. And what was really thought provoking was now is actually reaching the children. Can you briefly talk about like that part of the book? Sometimes we need as a people to hear the doctor, right? To hear the science and say the doctor needs to kind of co-sign what we're saying because it's important. And I think these four things are the primal killers, the hypertension, diabetes, heart disease and cancer, and they all play together.
Well, the first tenet, you know, a man has to make a commitment to himself, right? Right. So when you say that, I am the living example, I am the affirmation. The first I read that we deal with in the book is the family man of unity and wealth. So it all starts with the man, right? You know, speaking to clean up, you know, you begin to begin a powerful signal to your children because they're watching everything you do. So as a man begins to, you know, reclaim his heart, and taking different herbs that help to strengthen the heart. For example, you're decreasing yourself in the window of hypertension and heart attacks. A lot of our celebrity brothers, MCs, we've been losing them the last 15 years, 20 years, based on mainly heart attacks.
Right. You know? Right.
And so it's not only are they eating the fried foods and the drinking and drugging in excess, but they also it goes back to what we started this conversation with. The emotional healing, they are not unblocking a lot of the pain and trauma. So that is what they're feeding when they're drinking, drugging and neglecting themselves. And, you know, that it becomes accumulative. So we want to get our brothers into a series of self-assessment, and cleaning out and clearing out. And again, your foods, and your herbs, they work in tandem to your thoughts. Right. So as you begin to clean up, you know, you're, now you begin to have a blueprint or green print for your family to clean up. The family man of unity is strength. It starts with the man, him owning himself and taking himself out of the matrix of what that may be and rebranding himself and becoming a new signal and example and leader to his family. But you can, but if you're leading yourself down a pathway of death and destruction, then you can't really, you know, be a leader, because now that is part of the what the majority is doing. So taking yourself out of that and taking time and making time to put inside you, one of the tenets that we teach in the 12 week is that men have to become fathers of time, masters of time. You know, so you're the father time, and you want to be the father so you can move farther through time. Right. And in order for you to move farther through time, which is age, right, properly, you want to make sure that you have a holistic life. Wellness, optimum wellness, mind, body, and spirit. That is the tenet. Being in the first IRE2 is the man of strength and family and unity and wellness.
Dude, that's so amazing. That's so amazing. And, you know, there's a part in the book where you talk about purify or die, and you list all of the artists, the rappers, the actors, and the brothers and sisters who pass away. And it's just, it raises a lot of emotions when you actually see it on paper. So you have Juice WRLD. I just did a thing about Juice WRLD. So I was listening to some music the other day, and I was getting into his stuff. And I was like, this kid passed away. It just totally, sometimes things like we're doing a lot. And I flipped when I did the whole investigation on how much pain he was in, the trauma, why he was taking all of these pills, the fact that his people wanted to get him into treatment and an intervention right before he died, the fact that the feds had pressed him on the plane and how he felt like he had to take those pills, and seeing him on the airport floor. And he was 21. Yeah. I was like, man, listen, there's so much that we have to do now to intercept the next generation, to help our people. And it's not just the next generation. It's all of us through time, from the babies all the way to the elders. Right. Because we see the old men outside struggling in front of the liquor store. That touched me that was the first one. I just did this on YouTube yesterday. I did a whole thing for Juice WRLD, and I see it here. And then, you know, we got Prodigy. We have Craig Mack, MF Doom. Right. John Singleton, Tommy Tiny Lister, Ghostface being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And it's just the diabetes, the drugs, the cardiac arrest. There's a cycle here.
We just had DMX, rest in peace.
DMX.
Shock G.
Shock G, Black Rob.
Black Rob. And that's all cardiovascular. That's right. All. That's the heart. So our heart is our clock. That's we only have a certain amount of time. So we have to treat our time sacred.
Right.
Your heartbeat. Right.
Right.
So what could we be doing daily to not skip a beat? We can keep our heart in rhythm with our life. So you have to be, you know, we have to be willing to do the emotional healing. Again, it's not only just taking the herbs and drinking the water, which are very necessary as fuel, but it's all how we see ourselves beginning to, that's why I said the beginning ritual. One of the rituals is writing the forgiveness letter, because sometimes we don't want to see ourselves. It's so, the past and the shadow may be so dark and scary. And so we tend to go through the vortexes of the drugging and the drinking to try to get away from the shadow self. And we're not knowing that the gravitational pull of that is taking us deep in that shadow self, you know? Right. And so we have to know that to be a powerful alpha man is to face oneself.
Right.
You know, be courageous to face yourself. That's why I say, you know, don't focus on trying to dominate others, dominate your woman or dominate your brother. Focus on subduing the demon and the devil in you, so your God in you can come through. Right. But you have to face you. And so this is why Man Heal Thyself, we take our brothers through a series of rituals. We ask various questions. It's almost like a workbook. We approach it as a workbook. There's a lot of assignments that we give. And if brothers begin to take these assignments and they become from subjection of themselves and what they're feeling, what they think and their pain is them, going outside objectively and going through their life and finding out, you know, who are the three women that may have broken my heart, and writing them down, seeing their names and saying, what was the cause of that? And then writing down also, where were you at mentally, emotionally, spiritually to allow that to happen? You know, just doing that type of self homework for yourself, it allows you to unpack and get lighter, because you become objective and you're looking at yourself. And if we can get our men to look at themselves, right? And go and ask the questions, quest on, question, right. quest on themselves.
Correct.
In fact, they will become lighter. And then now the herbs, the baths, the meditation, the water therapy acts as a libation and affirming rituals of what you're doing, right? So it all works in tandem to get you back to becoming the whole man. The affirmation, let me read one of the prayer cards that we have for the brothers. The family man of unity and wealth is the first heartbeat. I come into being from unformed matter. Make me always prosperous, triumphantly gather my bones and collect my limbs. So that saying that you're part of the Most High, you're part of the divine, the creator, you know, and you're willing yourself to have ownership of your body. You're saying, creator, give me the strength and the courage to own myself again, you know? And so a lot of our rappers and entertainers, you know, they're in a competitive industry that requires a lot from them. But they're not necessarily given the onus to take time to get themselves strengthened to navigate even their talent. Like their talent gets them in the door, right? But right. You have to be doing things to maintain that lifestyle. And if you're not necessarily doing things to pour into yourself and strengthen yourself in the journey's gravity will collapse on you. And so when we see our brothers collapse of the diabetes, the hypertension, the drug addiction, it's because they're thinking, you know, an alpha man, a toxic alpha in that world is I'm just going to thug it out. I'm just going to, you know, I'm hardcore. Okay. No, hardcore and thugging it out is really saying I'm not going to let my lower self take me out. I'm going to take time to, you know, to do my breath work. I'm going to take time to unpack myself so I can be stronger to navigate even my gift and my talent. You know, and if I don't take the time, then someone else is going to claim my time and take it from me.
Amazing.
And that's really what we give in our brothers, the charge to be responsible, responsible, respond with the ability to receive your highest salute. Let me read this to you.
Yes.
May I be empowered to overcome financial lack. May I attract and build prosperity in all ways and my financial abundance flow like a river to me. May I create work that reflects my purpose. May I not be abused by my family. May I not be abused by my family. May we as a family work together and build powerfully self-sustaining family that supplies our needs. May I as a man bring to my family unity, power, and strength that we not only survive, but we thrive. Today, I attract not poverty, but wealth. I vibrate at the frequency of red, which represents power and vitality. As I heal my family, I bring power and vitality to my family. May my family honor and care for me as I honor and care for my family. You see, I point to me, oh man, my family becomes a confirmation, an affirmation of what I'm doing. And we want our brothers to begin to take the steps. You don't have to be perfect. But to begin to take the steps to know that you're valued and you're worthy, and take the steps to pour into you daily, every single day, do something that's going to celebrate your life, celebrate your keeping time with your heartbeat, you know, taking time for your prayer, your meditation, your rituals. So as you navigate life's chaos, you're stronger to go through the resistance and be more resilient.
I love it. I love it. Supernova Slam, the man himself. It's an honor. We came a long way from Bishop Blackman.
absolutely.
And the Most High is good.
Yes.
That's right. Can you let everyone know where they could find the book, where they could find you, and where they could sign up for the 12-week intensive? And I'm going to have to sign up also.
Oh, we would love to have you, beloved brother. So the next training, we have an online training twice a year, once in the fall, winter, which the next training starts in September. We open up again, and you can go to the Queen of Four Wellness Institute, which is at www.queenofour.com. And you can go there, you type on the schools tab, and you'll see the Man Heal Thyself training. Fall semester starts in September, but we start enrolling late July, early August for the new enrollees. And then you can get the book on Amazon. It's called Man Heal Thyself, The Wellness Warrior's Journey to Self-Mastery.
We want
warriors to reclaim our wellness, to reclaim our wholeness. Let me read this to you.
Okay.
Down here. This is the Wellness Warrior's Oath.
Okay.
We need words of praise and affirmations to inspire our warriors that it's okay to love yourself, to honor yourself, to acknowledge yourself, to pour into yourself. So what? So that you can show up in the world greater and better.
Amen.
As a wellness warrior, each day I pledge to honor my health, wellness of my mind, body, and spirit with high vibrational awareness, choices, and interactions, whether within or outside of myself. I make a deep commitment to my commitments 24/7, 365 of the year to defend myself against all toxic and foreign enemies that are outside of me, such as viruses, people, places, and things. I make a deep commitment to my commitments 24/7, 365 of the year to defend myself against all toxic domestic enemies that are within me, such as toxic thoughts, toxic habits, and blockages. I protect myself against all enemies, foreign and domestic, as a man heal thyself wellness warrior. Because I'm committed to my personal development and transfiguration daily, every day is a new gift, new opportunity, a new chance for a greater quality of life, for optimal wellness through my self-mastery. This I affirm. You can get this on Amazon, right. Amazon.com. Man, heal thyself. The wellness warrior's journey to self-mastery by Supernova Islam and Queen of Four.
That's right.
Lovely brother. I thank you for the for sharing this time with me.
Thank you.
I mean, speak to your audience and just to charge what you do. Thank you for you being a wellness warrior and being sober and owning, you know, your value and owning yourself as a shining being in the world, because you're the example. You're looking just like what it looks like.
All right. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, that's an amazing wrap for our episode with Supernova Islam. Man, heal thyself, the wellness warrior's journey to self-mastery. I love you all. Listen, go get the book. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Remember, this is more than a book. This is a blueprint for life. This is a blueprint for mastery. This is how you take control. This is how you beat the trauma, the addiction, the mental health. This is how you reclaim your body. And this is also an insurance policy for your health in the future, right? We got to get off these medications and stuff and find ways to thrive.
Yes. Let me just add to you, for you, dear brother, you know, men, all men are our responsibilities. Our women are doing the best job that they can do. Right. But man, whatever man that is, our responsibility as men. So as more we can encourage healing in ourselves, we become example for other men. And we and that example of a healed man for other men helps to complement the planet. It complements the Most High's vision and master plan for us and allows us to be better fathers, to move farther through time, and to be sacred compliments to our women. Ashe.
Ashe. On that note, we over and out. Love you all. Peace and love.
Wellness Warriors.